Federal MPs are back in their electorates this morning after a week dominated by furious debate about the allegations against the crossbench MP Craig Thompson. A growing number of parliamentarians are concerned about the impact the affair is having on Mr. Thompson's health. He himself has asked whether the relentless scrutiny is designed to push him to the brink. There appears, however, to be no let-up in the pressure, with fresh allegations that the former health services union boss used his union credit card to pay for escort services. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
As MPs left Parliament House last night for a brief respite from the brutal and relentless debate in Canberra, representatives from across the different parties expressed their concern for Craig Thompson's health. The WA National Tony Crook says it's clear the pressure is taking a toll.
I'm concerned for Craig, absolutely. I had a brief chat to him prior to him making the speech on Monday and wished him all the best. And I actually congratulated him after the speech, regardless of his content. It takes a pretty gutsy effort to get up and do what he did. So I do feel for him, absolutely. And I think we should all be concerned for him.
And Craig Thompson's neighbouring MP, Labor's Deb O'Neill, also called for compassion.
I think we need to look after one another.
The opposition leader, Tony Abbott, has acknowledged as much, shifting his focus to the Prime Minister. On 7:30, the Chief Government Whip, Joel Fitzgibbon, said Tony Abbott should remember what he said after the suicide of Labor MP Greg Wilton in 2000.
We had a very, very long condolence debate in the Parliament, in which Tony Abbott did reflect on our behaviour and expressed regret that we haven't behaved better. And again, I think it would be instructive for him to go back and reflect on what he said then and maybe think about putting some of it into practice now.
He says the current climate is unprecedented during his time in politics.
Never in those 16 years have I seen the media pursue someone so relentlessly.
But that attention shows no sign of letting up. Channel 9 has aired allegations that it's linked another payment on Mr. Thompson's HSU credit card for $770 to a Sydney escort agency at a time when Fair Work Australia found Mr. Thompson was in Sydney in May of 2005. The network has done an interview with a former escort and says it has discussed paying her for the information. Craig Thompson denies using union money for escort services and has described Channel 9's approach as gutted journalism. Documents lodged with the corporate regulator named the director of the company listed on the credit card statement, International Immobilier, as 46-year-old Graham George Edwards. In 2008, he was named as the owner of Boardroom Escorts in media reports about a case before Sydney's local court. Fair Work Australia does not link the two companies, but it did find that there was no evidence the payment had been authorised by the HSU National Office or Executive. Its report was sent to the Commonwealth DPP, which has referred it on to both the New South Wales and Victoria Police. At a Senate estimates hearing last night, the DPP Chris Craigie SC explained why the report couldn't be considered a brief of evidence.
There were no signed witness statements or indeed witness statements of any kind. There was nothing by way of an evidence matrix. And it's not a question that it came in the wrong coloured folder or anything like that. In structure, in concept, and in its inherent nature, it was not the kind of instrument that would lend itself to proper analysis by a prosecutor.
He says, in fairness, the report was not designed to be a brief of evidence, and he told the committee to say his office had not launched a prosecution because there was no case to do so would be a mistake.
Naomi Woodley reports.